With SRN Sports, I'm Andrew Stewart. In top 25 college hoops yesterday, Gonzaga bounces back from consecutive losses to hammer Nicholls State.
Braden Huff had a near-perfect shooting night off the bench as 13th-ranked Gonzaga blasted Nicholls State 102-72. Huff shot 11 of 12 from the field and 3 of 3 from the line in scoring a team-high 25 points.
It just feels good to get back in the win column. It's been a while since we played in the Kennel. Fans or students weren't here, so it was a little different, but just to be back and get back into the column was big for us.
He was part of a Zags bench that delivered 48 points. Graham Ike chipped in 20 points on 6 of 9 shooting. One reason, the Bulldogs were 65% from the floor. Ryan Nemhard added 18 points and a team-best 10 rebounds for Gonzaga. I'm Dave Ferry.
Also in top 25 hoops, Alabama, Marquette, and UConn among the winners. This is SRN Sports. On the ice yesterday, the Toronto Maple Leafs are winners over the Stars in Dallas.
William Nylander scored twice as the Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Dallas Stars 5-3, Leafs' fourth win in the last five games, and handed the Stars only their fourth home loss of the season in 17 games. Joseph Woll stopped 38 shots in goal for Toronto as he outplayed Jake Ottinger, who allowed all four goals in two periods.
I think we did a good job capitalizing our chances, and especially in the third, I think we had some big blocks and shut it down for the most part, so I think, you know, when you get up like that and you're able to hold that lead and you know, tighten it up defensively, it's always nice.
Toronto trailed 2-1 early in the second, then scored three consecutive goals in the second to turn things around, went ahead for good on an unassisted goal by Nicholas Robertson. Bob Stevens, Dallas.
Also on the ice yesterday, Detroit, Florida, Anaheim, and Utah, also winners. With sports, I'm Andrew Stewart.